it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I have a band that has been heavily requested. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but you guys have gotten a ton of requests. I've gotten a lot of emails. A lot of people on Facebook messages said, like, please play, keep playing I-90 Fiasco. When I don't play I-90 Fiasco, they say, you need to play I-90 Fiasco, which are goddamn problem. So yeah, it's pretty intense. You guys' fan bases are rabid, and they need it. So we're finally giving them what they need. It's I-90 Fiasco in the flesh, in studio, here on Loud and Local. What's up, y'all?
Hi, fans. We love you.
Yes. Yes.
Seattle.
That's pretty cool.
It's hell really yeah. Cool.
How are the Fiascos doing tonight?
I don't know. Why didn't you tell me? So let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in I-90 Fiasco, all right?
I am Sadie Udis. You can call me Sades. And I play rhythm guitar and lead vocal.
Awesome.
My name is Kellen Reeder, K-Love. I play bass, and I'm the resident shouter.
Nice.
I'm Adam Tework. I play lead guitar and sing lead vocals on a couple songs.
Cool.
I'm Cam. I play drums and I play more drums.
Yeah. So you got, not everyone in Seattle, Kellen, you're from Seattle. Else here is from different parts of the country here.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys meet? And tell me where you're originally from, first off.
I'm from Kentucky originally.
From Kentucky.
And then moved out here in end of 2019.
Awesome.
And then within a couple of weeks, I saw a Facebook. I mean, I've been out here, and like the first thing I did was just try to find a band so I could, you know what I mean? It's like I've always played, so it's one of those things where you got to have it. You got to get one, you know, going.
Get something established.
So I was out and then jammed with a couple of them and did this and that here and there and then saw them playing on a Facebook post. Mm-hmm. And then just messaged the band they were in, was like, hey, if you ever need somebody to jam with,
yeah,
you know, I'll come jam. And then
what year are we talking?
And then I didn't, you know.
2019, 2018, 2019.
Cool.
That was 2019. I was still. I moved here in October then, so it was about January 2020.
Kellen and then, I were actually a thing before Cam moved to Washington.
Yeah.
And that's how he found us on Facebook. And we also met on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
It was all Facebook's.
Nice.
Roxy?
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Roxy LeBeau was our previous band that Kellen and Cam and I were a part of.
Awesome.
It was about 2.5 years ago, 3. It's nuts.
I met up with them through the Seattle metal and punk scene Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Awesome.
And then we got Adam about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2022 is like when I joined.
I don't even know what year it is, man.
2023.
It's been since I moved here, man, I don't even worry about the date. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
So if I was making a t-shirt that said, I-90 Fiasco established, what would I put?
What do you think? That's...
2020 seems fair.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought I was making a joke. I'm sorry.
2020 was like the time where Adam was kind of... becoming a part of the band.
He would come and see us, and then we ended up needing to get a new guitar player, mm-hmm. and he was able to just, like, jump in. And originally it was supposed to be, like, a studio thing, and then he wound up, like, wanting to do it. So
my recollection is, in 2020, I was in a band called Coffin Smasher,
mm-hmm.
and we played a show
great name.
Up in Arlington. it was called the Barn, the Haunted Barn.
Haunted Barn, yeah.
It was a Haunted Barn show, yeah.
So it was kind of like we were in that little weird zone. We weren't sure what was going to happen to shows, mm-hmm. you know, because of COVID. Yep. And it was all outdoors. And I was like, I was a fan, like on the spot.
Yeah.
And I I requested that they play that song Dead Summer again.
Two times, yeah.
Again. Yeah.
I was like, I want to hear Dead Summer again. And then they were like, oh, do you guys want to hear it again? And then the audience was like, yeah. And then like, they played it again. And I don't know. I was.
That's aww. Awesome.
So,
That's how you jumped aboard. That's cool.
Yeah. It's how I kind of fell in love with them. And I was like coming to practically every show you guys played.
Yeah.
Just as a fan.
Right.
And then, you know, life happens and other bands fell apart. And I wound up recording just lead guitar on the
Split Ends EP.
Mm. Yeah.
But I wasn't like gonna join the band. I was just playing on it. And then I guess Chris, the old guitar player, moved back to Maine. And then Cam was playing on some of my side project stuff. And then you guys were like, do you want to just join the band?
Yeah.
And I was like, why no, not? I'm too busy.
So just absorbed him.
We were alone in the band for like about like, I don't know,
for an
a year?
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I cried in the studio the first time I heard his guitar. And I was
oh,
like, I really
that's awesome.
That's cool.
That's true.
I feel extremely at home in this band.
That's awesome.
So sweet.
I kind of buried the lead. You guys are playing a big show here October 5th at the Neptune alongside Tezatalks, Balcony Bridge, Foxy Apollo, and Axe and the Hatchetmen. Have to mention that before we go any further. I kind of buried the lead there. So
yeah, that's
the big
cool
show.
One. I think that's going to be cool just because it's just great, like community-wise, mm-hmm. just to have that many cool local bands on a thing, and
especially
just,
at a venue like the
yeah,
Neptune.
A real historic mm-hmm. venue yeah. like that. Yeah. Like, I'm not from here, yeah. so like, every time I get to play a new place, it's like super cool. But then, it's really cool when you find out, you know what I mean, like
the history of it.
Yeah. The history of all these places. Yeah. That's why I think it's important for everybody to keep coming out to these things. It's just to keep them going.
The community.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like it's. I think everything's kind of back to good to. And enjoy everything.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
and we wouldn't be able to have that opportunity without STG mm-hmm. and the booker Sam.
Yeah,
Sam.
And our producer.
Yeah,
and our producer Radio.
Yeah. In the Nook. Nook. Yeah,
because you know we played so much. We played so much live music that we have so much to share.
Yeah.
So it was easy to share with Sam specifically on what we do and what we sound like. He instantly knew. He's like, all right, you guys are on the bill.
That's awesome.
You guys are meant to be on it.
That's great. So where did the name come from? Who came up with the name I-90 Fiasco?
Me and Sadie did. We were trying to come up with some different names like you do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And like, I would sit there and just think of something, send it to her, and it'd be like, no, and then she'd do the same thing to me, and then, like, no, no. And then we had, a little jam song. It was called I-90, and then she was like, well, how about we just call the band that? And then I was like, I don't know. It's, like, kind of, I wanted something else. So then I just was listening to that band Wesley Willis Fiasco a lot, and I was like, that'd be cool to put that on there.
Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Yeah, dude. And, yes. like, it's a... It ended up working out. And then what's funny is because, like, once again, I'm so clueless to everything. I'll forget that it's about a highway. So then people will be like, what's your name about? And I'm like, it's just like a bunch
an
of
interstate,
nonsense.
Especially.
And then
yeah.
it's like, oh, yeah, it is.
It is, yeah.
yeah. But it makes sense because we're like, Seattle's a part of the I-90,
yeah.
like,
corner.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
once you've driven on it, you kind of get
it. There's a lot of fiascos on that.
Yeah, it's
totally.
Interstate. But, yeah.
Well, let's go into one of the songs. So we're going to go into the first song that I ever played by you guys here on Loud and Local a few months back. We're going to play Shark City by I-90 Fiasco. Anything you guys want to say about this one before we jump into it?
I put a lot of heart into this song.
Yeah?
I stayed up all night arranging this, but it's also kind of special to me just because this is the first song that I worked on with my family.
Awesome.
We all kind of have like a hand in it. Like Sadie and I, we wrote like the lyrics and everything. Mm-hmm. Cam, he came up with like the arrangements along with me. Adam like laid down like a sick lead and everything.
Yeah.
That one was like a thing where we once we had a couple recordings down and then we got to that one. It was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that was cool that as soon as we put it out, it was like got a little bit of. love for it. So that's awesome. Really
became a masterpiece.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's about sharks.
There we go.
It's in the name. People come up and ask me after we're done playing it. They'll be like, "What's that about?"
But is it about sharks?
Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
It's I-90 Fiasco. It's Shark City. You're listening to Loud and Local here on The Rock. Shark City by I-90 Fiasco here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. They're going to be playing October 5th at Neptune with Tezza Talks, Balcony Bridge, Foxy Apollo, and Axe at the Hatchet Men. Gear up for Halloween, October 5th. Spooky season's coming around. Spirit Halloween taking over a bunch of old rundown places. Wear a weird costume, hang out, rock out to Tezza Talks and I-90 Fiasco.
Yeah.
So we found out where you're from. So where is the rest of the guy? The rest of the band. So, not guys. Sorry. The rest of the band. Yes. Yeah, sorry. The rest of the band. Where's the rest of the band from? It's a.
I guess I'll go next. I was born in Chicago and I lived there for probably 3 or 4 years. So I didn't grow up there.
Yeah.
I moved straight to Issaquah and spent most of my childhood in the Sammamish area.
Okay.
So it was more on the east side of Seattle for most of my life. And then after like 15 years, we moved to Seattle. My mom and dad work downtown, so it was more convenient for them. And I also grew to love the city life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I felt like growing up, I was very in between like city life and then nature. So it was kind of nice to be right in the middle. And both sides influenced a lot of music, too. But being in Seattle, it's been great. The community here is very open-minded, musically especially. Like, I wouldn't have met these guys if it weren't for not only but just the whole music open-mindedness of, you know, connecting. And I'm still glad that I'm here.
Growing up on the East Side, did you ever go to the Ground Zero in Bellevue? Did you ever go to the Kent, the Kirkland Teen Center or the Redmond Firehouse? Yeah,
yes.
Any of those places?
Yes.
Yes,
that's
okay.
Crazy you bring that up. Yeah.
Venues over in the East Side are an awesome thing.
They're so great.
Yeah.
And I had a teen center in Sammamish.
Kirkland Teen Union Building. That's
Kirkland.
What it was called. Kirkland, yes. But there was a Sammamish one?
There was a Sammamish one. And
nice.
Funny story, my first ever performance was an acoustic set by myself.
Nice.
And I was playing Dead or Alive.
Wow.
All by myself.
Okay.
And I was about 15, 14 years old.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to continue playing guitar because I took lessons in school.
Yeah.
And my dad plays, so I learn a little bit from him.
Awesome.
And especially from Kellen and Adam.
Yeah.
Like, they're major influences for me when
That's
it comes
awesome.
To playing guitar. It's true. But yeah.
And where are you from, man?
Oh, I'm from Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay. So what made you?
That's a long story, but I was... I moved here mainly because it's like a rock town.
Yeah.
It's a rock city.
Mm.
I wanted to move somewhere that played music on musical instruments and not just like, you know, DJs.
Sure.
Because Florida was getting really DJ-centric, which is kind of sad because like a lot of the blues and like reggae and funk music that's in Northern Florida where I'm from is like best in the world, I think. Like it's some of the best music.
And
there.
If you want to talk about the roots of U.S. death metal is in Florida, southern Florida, Tampa Bay down in there. Is that some real sick death metal down in Florida? So absolutely.
But there's a lot of good venues in northern Florida. One of my favorites is called Spirit of Suwannee.
Okay.
And I started going to music festivals when I was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
My parents kind of raised me on like a steady diet of like classic rock and alternative music. So like when I kind of got to like high school, I was really hungry just to find new stuff, and there was like tons of jam bands and electronic like jam band hybrid kind of things going on, so I was like really caught up with that. But then dubstep happened.
Whoa.
And then when dubstep happened, everything kind of just shifted to being all about like you know, production and electronic music, and you know, venue started shifting from being like a band centric to having just tons of subwoofers and just
wow wow wow
and
wow 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 all of it.
So it was kind of hard to see where like my future was playing music over there. So when I
so you came here,
so I came out here and
nice.
I've been here about 8.5 years.
Cool.
I'll say
that's awesome. Do you love it?
Yeah. No,
nice.
It's not to love. I mean, it's just like. Like, my friend made this joke, it's like all the Lego sets at once. It's got like all the
That's funny.
it's got everything. It's so cool.
It's yeah.
I live in East Lake, I live on the lake, so
okay.
I got a nice
cool.
view of like
yeah.
downtown beautiful and view. The mountains and some really beautiful sunsets on the water, so it feels like paradise, honestly.
So, even if it's embarrassing, I want to know, let's talk about it. First CD, tape, whatever, first piece of music you actually used your own money and bought, okay? So, let's go around the room, tell me what it was. Mine was no doubt Tragic Kingdom.
My War, Black Flag for me.
Black Flag, My War, nice,
yeah.
Okay.
Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
You should go.
It's probably the most expensive.
I think mine were two, because I got Meat Loaf and Weezer.
Okay, nice.
Sick.
Bat Out of Hell and the Blue album?
Green.
Green, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Hash Pipe, And how about you, man?
I don't know if it was one of the first, but one of the first I ever bought, I remember I bought In Rainbows by Radiohead.
Nice. Okay,
ooh.
Cool. So if you mix all of those artists together, you get I-90 Fiasco. Especially the Meatloaf.
I'm guessing,
totally.
I get drummy, man.
Yeah.
I'll start flopping them.
Yeah.
First gig.
That's
first
part of the fun is we're loud.
Gig you guys ever played in Seattle? Where was it?
My house.
Your house?
It was well, actually, it was sort of the Arlington show too.
Yeah, it was.
The Arlington
show
was the first live show to happen after COVID.
Yeah. Mm.
So it was during a time where people were trying to get out of their comfort zone.
Yep. Going trying new things.
Their home,
yep.
And people just happened to want to go to a haunted barn in the middle of nowhere, yeah, and so. Listen to music. And that's kind of where it all felt like, okay, this is a thing. Like,
yeah.
It feels good. Powerful.
It's cool.
Up in Arlington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Who'd you play with? Was it just yourselves or?
No Buffer.
No Buffer?
Coffee Smasher. Dredge.
Entropy?
Entropy
yeah.
Sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we missing anybody?
Awesome.
Adverse Effect, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
I think that's
hi,
it.
Hi, everybody.
Would you guys call yourselves a West Seattle band? Or is that where it started?
Initially.
That's the
roots? Initially, I mean, I don't know what that, you know, I mean, like.
We cut our teeth kind of playing shows, hosting house shows at my place, and.
Even doing music videos there.
Too. Yeah.
We
shot our first
music
video.
If we're saying based,
there.
If you was to, like, put it down to one thing, I would say yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. But, like, we really take pride in being, like, a Seattle rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Well, again, you're going to be playing October 5th at the Neptune with Tezza Talks, Balcony Bridge, Foxy Apollo, Axe, and the Hatchetmen. Let's go into another one of your songs. This one's called Dead Summer, and you loved this song so much that you wanted to hear it twice.
I did. Yeah.
So why don't you tell me why you loved it so much, and then we'll jump into it.
Good question.
Ooh, wow. Okay, so when I first heard it, I thought just it was like the sound of Seattle.
Nice.
And I thought like this, like Sadie's voice, Cam's drums, Kellen's vocals too. Like, mm-hmm. there's something about the track that just jumped out at me, and I was like, well, it was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just, the song just like hits you. Like it just chooses you. Like that's
sure.
kind of how I felt about this song. Everything that was going on with the pandemic and everything, the song's called Dead Summer. Mm. So it kind of felt like the summer was taken from us.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to mention everything else was going on. So like, it felt very like our theme song that summer.
Yeah, it was cool. An anthem.
Yeah, an anthem's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your theme song. I like it. Well, we're going to go into it. It's Dead Summer. The theme song here for I-90 Fiasco is Loud and Local here on The Rock.
I'm
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Dead Summer by I-90 Fiasco, their anthem. Their anthem of 2020, the dead summer of 2020. It has not been a dead summer this summer, though. Have you guys had a fun summer? You guys
been pretty busy?
Man,
I've been recording.
Awesome.
Been recording and playing,
okay, so,
so
tell me. Let's.
We've been working on this new album this whole summer. So.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about it. Is there anything you can say?
I think so, yeah.
It's going to be
might as well.
Nuts.
Do you want to talk about the title?
So the whole album itself is kind of, I describe it personally as a musical explosion, because we have music already streaming from like 2021, mm-hmm. 2020, and we released a few singles here and there, but we're trying to release as much as we can, but like
we
the explosion of like what each song kind of represents.
It's sort of like
us individually.
It's sort of like the culmination of like what we've been writing since I joined.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like a huge.
Yes.
It's a huge. You'll like it. It's cool. It's like it's not anything too different, but it's a little different, and it's got its same good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool news. I mean, it's neat.
But the title kind of describes like the whole, like every song. Like we would say that the album specifically is good for a road trip. Or for long distance travels, or even just going to work, whatever works for you. And we titled it Riding with the Highway Goddess.
Riding with the Highway Goddess.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool. It's
coming out, we would say like around fallish.
Around fall?
Yeah, so
okay. Awesome.
Look out.
And is this, have you guys started recording, or are you guys
writing? We're kind of ramping it up right now.
Awesome.
We're getting ready to start mixing on it, I think, in like a week, so.
Cool. Yeah. You're recording it yourselves, or are you guys going to doing it with a studio?
Let's talk about radio and tracks.
We have our producer bud, Radio, got us we got a spot over at Mysterious Red X in Soto.
Cool.
That's like the coolest place in the world for me, man. Like, I was... It was amazing just getting to sit in there and just drum forever.
Cam's like an athlete. He did like 6 songs in one day.
Wow.
Yeah,
the first session,
I was a little nutty.
But I mean, it's incredible to watch him. He picks out drum parts like he's picking out shirts. Like, he'll do like a whole 4-minute take, and then he'll come in the control room, and then he'll like listen back. And he'll be like, okay, I just want to change that one thing. Mm-hmm. And he'll go right back in and play another 4 minutes.
Wow.
And it's exactly the same, except for that one little detail.
Damn.
He might change like a China hit to like a overhead or something. It's incredible to watch.
That's a good time.
That's awesome.
It's also a culmination. I would say this album's a culmination of all our voices together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like all of our styles. Mm-hmm. And it feels kind of just like the Beatles in a way, where like we all kind of wrote these individual songs, but we're all kind of coming together and putting our flair
together
too.
We're all writers.
Yeah, all of us
awesome.
Got songs on it, so that's mm-hmm. that's something that's really
that's cool.
That's
gotta feel good.
Yeah,
collaboration.
That's a cool
so
thing.
Satisfying
with them. This like you can just write it, and if we like it, we like it. And if we don't, we don't. But we're not like ever fighy about anything or nothing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
There's no primary songwriter. It's everyone.
No,
we've all been in bands where maybe like one or two people kind of write the songs, but it's like everybody in this band
that's killer.
Is writing a song. Like
that's
the work
awesome.
Ethic of this band is impeccable. And
so cool.
Yeah.
we guys want to talk about Radio a little bit more?
So he runs a company called North Node Noise.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a show with Balcony Ridge, and I just kind of saw him walk in the venue, Cafe Racer.
Yeah.
And I went up to him and started talking to him, and over the course of, like, I would say six months to a year, we were in talks about wanting to record our next album with him.
That's
and
awesome.
We really liked his work on, like, you know, stuff with, like, Balcony Ridge and... Mid-pack, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the kind of like he's kind of like a nature photographer or something. He's able to go to our shows with his laptop and his gear, and he can capture our live shows in like a very high production way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he's also hilarious. He's one of the funniest people I've ever
he's
met.
He's great.
Yeah.
So he's very, very, very.
What's his name again?
His name is Radios. His nickname, his first name is Joseph.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
But he's kind of like our Wizard of Oz.
Nice. He's the man behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah. That's awesome.
He definitely is charismatic about us. Like he sees something within us that makes him feel even more confident.
Cool.
I gotta talk to this guy. Yeah, like Adam said, like being like a neighbor or whatever. It's like it's cool with him. Is it's like he'll just hook me up with a cool place to record. And I'll go record, and it's not like any pressure or anything.
Yeah.
Like, what I thought was cool about it was like I ended up being the one that was more like stressed about stuff than any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just
because
like, you just want to do as good as you can, man. Like, any opportunity, especially nowadays, is like super cool. So,
mm-hmm. Good on you, man. He found a gem. That's all. And you guys found a gem too. So,
it's nice. Aww, just a good friend, man. It's dope.
He knows his equipment. He has us recording with Neumanns and old Telefunken microphones. And, It feels cool to like use some of that gear sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like our heroes recorded with this kind of stuff. Like one of the microphones he hooked us up with was a Shure SM7, mm-hmm. A microphone Michael Jackson.
Yep.
So so it feels cool. Just knowing that we get to use similar stuff our heroes got to use.
Totally. That's awesome. Well, you know what? We're talking a lot about it. Let's go into the music. We're going to go into TV Kills. Who wants to say something about TV Kills?
Oh, I mean, I don't.
It's your song.
It came to me in a dream.
Really?
Yeah, I was dreaming. I was on like a baseball field.
Okay.
I played Little League as a kid. And
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, kind of Field of Dreams situation. And
if you ride, it'll rock.
I don't know if you guys can picture this, but I'm in the dream. I'm in the dugout, and there's this like other kid who were like, I guess middle school buddies, and he had this acoustic guitar, and he was showing me this AC/DC song he learned. And I woke up and I was like, that's not an AC song. And I just felt compelled to just go to the laptop and hit record and our interface and just start recording. And I laid down like all the verses and the chorus.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an AC/DC song. It was an I-90 Fiasco song.
Yes.
And all I had was that chorus in my head. It was like, TV kills, radio kills.
Yeah.
And that everything else just kind of evolved from that.
That's awesome. All right, well, let's jump into it. It came to him in a dream. It's I-90 Fiasco here on Loud and Local. It's a Rock of Seattle.
Talking heads.
October 5th at the Neptune if you want to go see the band you just heard, I-90 Fiasco. That song is called TV Kills. We got a cool backstory about it. They're going to be playing the Neptune October 5th with Tezza Talks, Balcony Bridge, Foxy Apollo, Axe and the Hatchet Men, and you can get your tickets to go see that October 5th at the Neptune. I-90 Fiasco has been in studio hanging out with me, and I hit them with the hard-hitting questions. Favorite Northwest band or artist of all time? And let's go around the room. Tell me what you got. It could be current bands. It could be bands like, you know, Balcony Bridge, or it could be Nirvana. You know, it's...
I can say two, right?
Two? Yeah, you can do whatever
you
want.
So I would say, personally, me is Death Cab for Cutie.
Yep.
I've been listening to them since I was like 10 years old. I believe I heard one of their songs through, like, I don't know if it was Guitar Hero or Rock Band or something.
Okay.
But I heard one of their songs, and I would always put it on repeat. I went to summer school a few years.
Yeah.
So I would spend a lot of time by myself on the school bus, and I would have my iPod Nano in.
Yep.
I would bump Death Cab for Cutie all the time.
Cool.
And I think my second option would be La Fonda, because
they're great.
They're so talented,
yeah.
And I look up to them since they're like female-led, and mm-hmm. they're very inspiring and bring a lot of energy.
Yeah. Had them in studio a few months back. They're friggin' awesome.
We love you, La Fonda.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And Kitty Junk.
Yeah, they're cool, too.
Of course, Kitty Junk.
I was about ready to say.
Yeah. Kitty Junk. We love Kitty Junk.
And how about you, man? Favorite Northwest bands?
I would say right now I've been listening to a lot of Elvis Bat Child.
Great band.
Yeah.
Just had them on the show.
Brad
and Nick, like, when I first met them, it was at my house, and it just blew me away. Not only that, they're just, like, killer, like, guitarists, mm-hmm. but, like, they're just also, like, brothers and everything.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, just shredding from the womb, you know?
From the womb.
Yeah.
That's like a death metal song.
But, you know, like, also just kind of, like, I love the whole band, like, the vocals that, like, Rain lays down, I would say. It's just amazing.
Oh, Rain's so good.
Yeah.
Another band I've been listening to is, they're pretty underground right now, but Ammo Cat.
Ammo Cat?
Yeah. Ammo Cat.
That's a cool name.
We played at a house show venue called The Rock House with them, and they blew me away. So I think they got some stuff on Apple Music or something like that.
Alright. And how about you, man?
I like Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. Never heard of him. No, I'm just kidding.
What's to say about that? Also Duff McKagan.
Yes.
Probably if I had to take a second one. I grew up listening to Guns N' Roses like
hell yes.
nonstop.
Yes.
So, yeah, shout out to that guy. But like local band, I've always liked Two Libras.
Cool.
I've always thought the two of them were just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that cyberpunk gothy kind of crowd too, so yeah, shout out to Two Libras.
Uh-huh. And last but not least,
I'm with Adam on that, pretty much same thing. I like Duff McKagan quite a bit. It's cool.
Yeah,
I think he just put out a new that Lighthouse song.
Yeah,
cool.
Man.
I also read his book.
Yeah, that's,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. His book.
And but I'd say like, if I would say like a kind of cliche local favorite, I would say Temple of the Dog. Or
yeah,
I like them. Then if they're even kind of, like they're not even they're from here. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm from Kentucky, man.
No worries. No worries.
Somebody can tell me somebody's from anywhere, and I'd be like,
no
yeah,
pressure.
That's cool. But then, like, other my favorite local band's probably like Kitty. I love Kitty John.
Yeah,
Angie's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, Coastal Cleanup was a cool band.
Oh, yeah.
Coastal Cleanup.
Mossy Rock's really cool if you like psychedelic music.
Mm-hmm. I like Wall Drugs.
Yeah, Wall Drugs is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah. There's all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even... I don't even like to go to a show here if I have an idea of what I want to hear, because half the time when I do that, I won't hear it, but then I'd hear it so cool. You could just walk in anywhere and wind up hearing something cool if you just...
How could
keep
I
it open mind?
Mangy.
Yeah.
Mangy's amazing.
I don't
amazing.
Know how I forgot about Mangy.
Mangy's great, yeah.
A wild show.
Absolutely.
Like, Cassandra is like a force of nature up there.
Absolutely. They all got the cow print, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I-90 Fiasco. Catch them October 5th at the Neptune with Tezza Talks, Balcony Apollo, Axe and the Hatchet Men. What's the best way to follow you guys and support you guys?
Everywhere. We have... We have all accounts on all social platforms.
I'd say Instagram's kind of like our, like a front window to our business.
Cool.
We have a website, i90fiasco.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook.
Mm-hmm. We have a YouTube.
YouTube,
if
yeah.
If you want to see any live shows from the past or any music videos.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff coming soon. It's really, really, it's yeah, been like a...
Like we've been saying, radio's been recording our live shows, so we have quite a lot of content.
Well, we've been putting... gigging and doing everything all at the same time, so it's
a whirlwind.
It's a lot, man. It's good.
That's awesome.
But we're just bound to do it, dude.
It's worth it.
Totally.
It's the mission, so...
But yeah, what's our... I-90 Fiasco at Instagram.com or Instagram.com/I-90
Fiasco. It's under
I-90 Fiasco.
Yeah.
It has the dash in there.
Cool. I_90 Fiasco. Yeah. All lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, go ahead and give them a follow. Give them a listen. Support the record. We should have you guys back up when you have that record you're ready to release.
Man. Yeah. We'll have
it.
I'll be knocking on your door with it.
Sounds good.
Love to play a show in studio or something, too.
Hope
yeah.
Outside
yeah.
the street.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Right on. Well, hit me up when it's ready.
Yes.
We're going to go into one last song here. Before we do, any final shout outs or thank yous?
Thank you, my dog, my parents, my wife, my friends, my band.
Yeah.
My parents.
People emailing and texting and stuff like that. That's cool.
My amazing girlfriend, who's a trauma nurse at Harborview Medical
wow.
Center.
Yeah.
Saving lives, baby.
Yes, girl.
And my mom. Love you, mom. And my dad.
You got to give a shout out to your mom and dad.
Oh, shout out to my mom and dad and just my whole family. My boyfriend, our fans, my bandmates, Kevin. My parents support this band so much. And
awesome.
And Sam and...
My dad...
Yeah, shout out to Sam.
Nook. Sam at the Nook.
Radio. Our friend Commodore in Orlando.
All the bands.
Whitney. My dog Radar.
Buddy Michael. We got all kinds of... We'll be here for...
All right, I'm cutting y'all off. I'm cutting y'all off.
There's so many people. Right.
We're going to go into the final song here at Split Ends. All right. 1, 2, 3. As I need y'all to say... We're I-90 Fiasco. You're listening to Loud and Local, okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
We're I-90 Fiasco, and you're listening to Loud and Local!
Let's go! We'll be right back.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.